Blog Talk Radio.
John, beautiful song. My name is Yom Tov Arif, and this is the Real Talk for Real People study show. And if you're wondering what that is all about, study. As a matter of fact, we're doing a do-over. We're going right back around in these studies, these timeless studies. Always new study. Don't need nothing new study. And about the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. About his heritage, his nation, and other nations. So you can get the gist what the Elohim is about, wisdom and understanding, his nations, other nations, and that they are Shemitic people. I don't know, the other people using other names, but I know what the Most High calls them, Shemitic people. From Shem, one of Noah's sons, Shem. There's a lot of Shemitic nations. But all are not the Most High chosen people. You didn't know that. But that's something new. But you need to know this. It's true. But I don't know where the other people come from, the Shemitic, you know, They were not one of Noah's sons. So you got to get your words clear. And once you got your words clear, you can understand some things. And sometimes they're not meant to be clear. That's why some people name themselves things that they know they are those things, but they're not the original thing. So you got to get these concepts together. And we're starting in the book of Bereshit. Katria pointed that out to us, and then we will be using the original. We won't be using Greek names from henceforth for these titles written in the first book of Mosaic. And what it means in the beginning, or in the mind of the head of Yah, what was in his head, what was in his mind, the beginning. That's what the so-called Genesis, the Greek interpretation of Bereshit, means. So I want you to get the origin right, and I want you to get the concepts right. I want you to get the processes right. I want you to get the codification right, because all those things are in here. You don't need nothing else. You don't need commentaries and so on and so forth. You just need the Most High. You need a new mind, a new thinker. You need to ask the Most High for a new heart, a new spirit to help get you some wisdom and understanding so you can help interpret what Yah is saying in these studies. And perhaps you're wondering, Yom Suf, who are you talking about as far as the we are concerned? Well, that's y'all out there studying with us. But most importantly, our lead students. We're all students. True. No one is a master here yet. And probably won't be, especially Yom Suf. But Sister Avia from New York City. Brother Cartrell from New York City. And you may very well, and that's a good question, what do you know about them? Well, I know they don't have a PhD, DD, Doctor of Theology, whatever they're talking about, a bachelor degree. But that's not important to me. Here's what they have that's vital to me. It should be vital to you. They have what Yah gives them, which is wisdom and understanding. It is said, go to get you a bachelor's degree, a college degree of theology, and so on and so forth. It's to get you some, it's more precious than gold and silver. And they got some. That's all that matters to me, truly. And that they love you with all their heart. They love the Most High, most importantly. With all their hearts, mind, soul, and strength. And their brothers and sisters, which are you, as themselves. See, that's what mattered to me, not man-made titles and so on and so forth. That ain't worth two hill of beans. And it doesn't matter because it doesn't mean anything. What matters to me, it should matter to you, is that they have wisdom and understanding in their perception of things and their understanding of things so they can help share in their studies with you. That's all that matters to them. You think you're going to go up to Yah? Hey, I was in Princeton. And I have me a doctorate of theology. Y'all gonna say, get in the back of the line. I ain't called for you yet. And I'm gonna get up with you when you get here. Your head bumps may smack you in the head. Get to getting. That don't matter that y'all man-made. What did y'all say in accordance to that? Your ways are not my ways, and you don't think like I think. So you run into one of these prestige colleges, and you walking around strutting with your chest all out. My. Some of you never ceases to amaze me. It's true. It tells me something. You don't understand the LOM. That's what it tells me. You need to get in on these studies too. So let me bring them on for you. So Zavi, I'm New York City. May the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom. Shalom, family. All praises and glory to Yah. And may Yah bless us all. But you know, I have a title, and that is, I'm a humble servant, as always should be. So I thank y'all for letting me be one of his servants, and hope he will continue to let the rest of us do the same.
You know, the more you study, the more you sound good. And I hope you get the same feeling from me. You know, thank you, sister. It's good to have you back, sister. Now, Cartrell, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot, brother. Shalom.
Shalom, shalom, family. All praise to the Holy One of Israel, God, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Good to hear your voices. How y'all doing tonight?
Good.
Well, my brother.
All praises to the Most High.
Praise
and,
the Most High.
And you said a mouthful.
Mm-hmm.
Because we go to school. They don't teach this in school. And I went to college. And the only thing they taught anything relevant in the Bible was that Ham was cursed black. Therefore, that's why we slaves.
Wrong.
My teacher had the nerve to bring that up in the class.
Wrong.
And I had to straighten her butt out. I had to tell her Ham was never cursed. And I had to show her.
What did she say?
It shocked her. And I showed her, it shocked her. It shocked the class.
The way they're teaching are rote. It's mechanical. The way they teach are rote. They don't teach you to think outside the box. They don't teach you to teach with wisdom and understanding. They mechanize you, and you just repeat what you've been told instead of going outside the box. That's why we stay outside the box.
And if you ask the average American how the universe was created, what are they going to tell you? Big Bang.
Big Bang.
So Big Bang means that there was nothing, absolutely nothing. And there wasn't no air, there was no oxygen, no water. And out of nothing came oxygen, air, water, planet, sun, moon, stars, out of a Big Bang.
Let's try that, Katria. Let's get some dynamite and see, can we create a Big Bang?
No, you can't have no dynamite out there. Dynamite is already created. You're talking about creating something out of nothing, absolutely nothing.
Big Bang. Okay, all right. I'm sorry if I'm laughing because it sounds ludicrous, country, of what they're teaching.
Yeah, it's humorous, but they're teaching it.
Right.
Big Bang and evolution. They think humans are evolving.
Exactly.
Into what? I don't know. What they think we're evolving into.
I don't know, my brother. I never figured that one out.
First, they're going to tell us we came from apes. Apes produce apes, don't they?
Right.
I ain't never seen an ape produce a human being in my lifetime.
Oh, Cottrell. Cottrell, maybe I know what they think we're involved into, an alternative lifestyle. Men are not men, and women are not women. They are alternate lifestyles. Just a theory. Go ahead, Katria.
Well, you might see it among humans, but you won't see that same evolution amongst what they call nature. I call it creation.
Right.
You ain't seeing those two male lions going to the gay club.
I had to think about what you said. You need to stop it. You worse than me. Well, what was that lion and the Lion King and a little boy and a little bug-eyed thing? What were they singing? I forget what they were singing. I guess they were singing that going to the gay club. Okay. All right, Custer. All right.
If you see that out, you know the world's in trouble.
You better believe it.
Animals in nature becoming gay or lesbian,
right.
You know the world's in trouble.
Yep. You better believe it. All
so
right.
So far, so good, though.
So
see
far, so
good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Birds got more sense. You know, pigeons mate for life. They stick with the same partner for life.
Well,
and if you separate them, they'll find each other.
Yeah, but yeah, they gonna have us evolving in that. But cool, mama yada. That just said a big thing. Alternative lifestyle. But cool, mama yada. Yeah, whatever. Go ahead, country.
you know that story, The Lion King, is about us. It really is.
Yeah.
We being taught by the hyenas.
Okay.
And the lions don't need to be taught by hyenas.
You better believe it. I agree with you. The lion's been taught by the hyenas.
Whole different culture, whole different lifestyle.
Exactly. All right. You're certainly correct, Cartrell. You're certainly correct. I can concur with you on that. We have been taught by the hyenas.
And
my wife corrected. My wife corrected me, Cartrell. She said the song was what you said was Hakuna Matata. Need no worries. And what else?
Worry free.
Worry free. Okay. That what they would have us. Yeah, contrary, they would have you believe, and this is so asinine. Become gay, your nationality goes away, you become rich, successful, and you'll have everything you want. That's the alternative lifestyle. They are some of the most violent. That culture, and that we all know by our studies, some of the most violent people in the world. When those angels came to Sodom and Gomorrah, they tried to get even little boys. And even when they were blinded by the very angels, they still were trying to grope around with violent intent to get to those angels. And they even told Lot, we don't want them girls. We want them boys. You've been walking around here like you something better than us. You know, you don't get down with the get down. But when we get to with them two boys up in there, we're going to turn you out too. But they say they happy. They want peace. They just want to be like part of the game. Man, stop it. You better know the origin of these people and how violent nature they are. They can shine and jive. They can cover it up. But every now and then, you see it come up out of them. They're some of the most violent people in the world.
That's why they let them in the military government.
Well, with them, here's how it works. Since they want to turn everybody out, at least you'd be in the foxhole with your buddy. You ain't got
nothing but that's what the Greeks did for them.
Oh yeah, the Greeks did it like that. The Greeks were notorious for doing it like that. They want to get back to them times, just like the good old Greeks.
Well, we're about to learn. The universe, the heavens and the earth was created. There was no Big Bang. It might have been a Big Bang. But who said
Not like they said. Not like they said. Y'all spoke it into existence. He didn't build it into existence. He didn't bang it into existence. His words, that's why Cartier always tell y'all, words are powerful. We just don't realize it. And be careful of the words you speak, especially on one another. It's true. So y'all want to get into it? Yeah, go ahead,
Country. Just one comment. When Yah spoke to the children of Israel at Mount Sinai or the other mountain, it was a big bang to them when he spoke.
Yeah, they were, to the tents! They couldn't stand it.
I'm sure when Yah first spoke creation into existence, it probably was a big bang.
It certainly was. I imagine it certainly was, Cartrell. I have to concur with you on that, knowing these studies. So thank you, Cartrell. Thank you, Sister Abby. And thank you, fellow students. Let's get to the chair. Let's turn to chapter 1 of Bereshit. And that is the history of creation, the real history. Not this false nonsense they got, some Big Bang. But as Cartrell said, we will concede this point. Yah voice is like a Big Bang. In the beginning, Yah created the heavens and the earth. In the beginning, imagine this. The earth was without form. There was no form to the earth, and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. As we see the earth now, it wasn't even in existence. And the Spirit of Yah was hovering over the face of the waters. Then Yah said, spoke it into existence, let there be light. And there was light. And Yah saw the light, that it was good. And Yah divided the light from the darkness. Yah called the light day and the darkness. He called the night. So the evening and morning were the first day. The evening to the morning was considered a first day, not a daylight. Then Yah said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters. Let it divide the waters from the waters. Thus Yah made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. There's water above the firmaments and waters under the firmament. And it was so. And Yah called the firmament heaven. So the evening and morning were the second day. Then Yah said, let the waters under the heavens be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear. It was so. And Yah called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters he called seas. And Yah saw that it was good. Then Yah said, let the earth bring forth grass, the earth that yields seeds, and fruit trees that yields fruits according to its kind, not different kinds. And see, we are a kind, not an alternate lifestyle. Those seeds is in itself on the earth. And it was so. And the earth brought forth grass, the earth that yields seed according to its kind, and the tree that yields fruit, whose seed is in itself according to its kind. No alternate lifestyle. And Yah saw that it was good. So the evening and the morning were the third day. Then Yah said, go ahead, Cartrell.
There's no such thing as evolution. Everything is created to reproduce itself.
We've been misinformed.
Yes. He said, the earth yield grass, herb yielding seed after its kind. It ain't going to yield no other kind of seed. And trees bearing fruit with their seeds in it after their kind. And the Most High saw that it was good. So apple seed, apple tree, apple's going to bear what kind of seed? Apple seed. Unless you mix them. Graft them. It's what they're doing. If you buy them fruit without seeds, then it's an abomination.
Yes. Yes, it was. Praise Yah, Cartrell. Thank you very much, my brother, for the commentary. Then Yah said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heavens to divide the day from the night, and let there be signs and seasons and for days and years, and let them be for lights in the firmament of the heavens to give light on the earth. And it was so. Then Yah made two great lights, the great lights to rule the day and a lesser light to rule the night, the sun and the moon. He made the stars also. Yah set them in the firmament of heaven to give light on the earth and to rule over the day and over the night and to divide the light from the darkness. Yah saw that it was good. So the evening and the morning were on the fourth day. Then Yah said, let the waters... Yeah, go ahead, Cartrell.
The light that we considered light is the sun and the moon.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And that lights the earth, and it's in the expanse that he created.
Exactly.
So most people don't know what that first light was that he divided from the darkness. And if you go to Proverbs 8, it lets you know what that first creation was. It was her. Mm-hmm. Wisdom is that light.
Right. Exactly. Because she said she was created first, that light. Then Yah said, let the waters abound with abundance of living creatures. Let birds fly above the earth across the face of the firmament of the heavens. So Yah created great sea creatures and every living thing that moves with which the waters abounded according to their kind and every winged bird according to its kind. And Yah saw that it was good, and Yah blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters and the seas, and let birds multiply on the earth. So the evening and the morning were the fifth day.
So, Russell, they're teaching our children that birds evolved from dinosaurs. You know that, right?
Yeah.
You know that, right?
Yeah, Cartier. Yeah, I'm well aware of that nonsense.
Mm-hmm. So this contradicts everything they're teaching our children.
Exactly. It's a farce. Everything they're teaching our children is a farce. And unfortunately, our children believe this nonsense because they're not educated otherwise.
And my grandchildren love dinosaurs.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You love dinosaur toys?
Yep.
So they're definitely being indoctrinated early.
Right, catch them early.
Yep.
You ain't got to take them too hard when they get grown. That's a reinforcement when they're grown. Get them while they're young, reinforce them later.
Which is why it's important to teach your own children.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like my father taught me. So I had questions when he was teaching his garbage in school. They didn't like me.
They don't like none of us to go for whatever reasons. And I'm certainly, and I concur with you, Cartier, they didn't like you for questioning them in their partiality. Thank you, Cartier. Mm-hmm. Then Yah said, let the earth bring forth the living creature according, I like this part, it's kind. There is no alternate lifestyle of cattle and creeping things and beasts of the earth, each according to his kind. And it was so. And Yah made the beast of the earth according to his kind. No alternate lifestyle. Cattle according to his kind. Everything that creeps on the earth according to his kind. And Yah saw that it was good. Now, if it's good for animals, it's certainly good for us. Don't you think so? I would think so. According to the Elohim. Then Yah said, let us make man in our image, reflective of us according to our likeness. Let them have dominion. Yah wanted us originally. They have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. That was the original plan.
No, so yeah, we came from apes, man. We came from apes, bro.
When I said it again, my brother?
I said we came from apes, man.
Oh, man, stop it. So Yah created man in his own, not in the image of a monkey on planet of the apes, okay? In the image of Yah, he created him male and female. Male after his kind, female after their kind, and no alternatives. He created them. Then Yah blessed them, and Yah said to them, man and woman, be fruitful and multiply, not have an alternate lifestyle and adopt children. Fear the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, which was the plan, over the birds of the air, which was the plan, over every living thing that moves on it, which was the original plan. And Yah said, see, I've given the earth the yield seed, which is on the face of the earth, for your food, every tree whose fruit yields seed, you it shall be for food. Also to every, we were supposed to have dominion over every beast of the earth, to every bird of the air, to everything that creeps on the earth, in which there is life. I have given every green herb for food. And it was so. Then Yah saw everything that he had made. Indeed, was very good. So the evening and the morning were the sixth day. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. That's short, quick, and sweet. I don't know about no Big Bang, Cartier. I know about the Most High thing. That was swift. Go ahead, Cartier. Oh, sister Abia.
The way I'm looking at all the Yah spoke. He created everything. Just like Yah said, He formed us, placed us. He knew who we were when he formed us and placed us in the womb of our mother. So everything that came out of Yah's mouth that he created also had a purpose, just like night and day, dark and light, and just like reproduction, be fruitful. So I was looking at all of that, and I just said, praise Yah for his word.
Praise Yah. I think the most important thing is that this first chapter in the book of Bereshit is the original code for creation, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everything is codified. And Yah, so everything he created, be fruitful and multiply. But he also said, in everything in the earth, man has dominion over it. And we can subdue the earth, which we've done to a great degree. But we've lost dominion and power over the animals.
Right.
See, people running from bugs and rats and scared of a rat. Both have dominion over it.
Because we had dominion, like we were originally designed. You can tell rat, get on out of here. Now I don't see any animals. You understand that, rat? No, snake.
Be like Michael Jackson and Ben.
Yeah. All right, you see snake. Hey, snake. I don't see you out here no more. You understand me? Snake never come around.
And you see how in Ethiopia, King Haile Selassie wasn't afraid of lions. As a matter of fact, he had lions running around in his palace because he had dominion over them. Most people wouldn't go 10 foot near a lion. But he had lions running around in his palace. So you're supposed to have dominion over these things. And they're supposed to submit themselves to mankind. But because we're not codified, like we're supposed to be in the beginning, obeying Yah's command, Yah's word, Yah's order, everything is out of order. So they come up with dumb theories like we came from apes and it was a big bang.
Well, Maybe them eight black people ain't got no dominion on nobody.
Better remember, without Yah's word, there is nothing. We're nothing.
No.
We don't exist without Yah's word.
Exactly.
And he made Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So,
you know what?
In order for all these things to be fruitful and to multiply, you have to have the masculine and the feminine principle.
Right. And speaking of regard to earth, stuff that they make you and put you in prison for, y'all say that earth good.
So it's for relaxation, medicinal purposes, so on and so forth.
Yeah, they tell you in church that you're supposed to drink wine, but the Most High tells you bring up wine offerings.
He said don't overdo anything.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You can oversmoke.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Everything for a wise man, nothing for a fool. If you're going to be foolish with it, to destroy yourself through gluttony and lack of self-control, it's not meant for you.
Mm-hmm.
But Yah said it was very good. His creation was very good. And it still is. You just got to get it right.
Yeah. Very mushroom. Mm-hmm. You know, some people do mushroom. But you can overdo anything. So if y'all plant it, it can be good for relaxation and medicinal purposes. But like I said, you can overdrink wine. You can overdo that too. So be careful. Whatever you do in moderation. I'm not talking about you out there. You made a vow. But I'm talking about for some of you students thinkers ain't open like Yumsu. Yumsu can't touch no brown liquor. If you want to see the town burn down, get young sister brown liquor.
Mm-hmm.
You want to see a crack dummy? Give Yum Soup some brown liquor.
So the obsession to be intoxicated has transformed from wine and liquor into hard drugs. Mm-hmm. They got drugs out here that's killing people in the street, and people still want some of it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, you know, what's going on in the world today is definitely out of balance with what we just read. They're telling you to have 1 and 2 children. 1 and 2 is just addition. Most have to be fruitful and multiply. They have people so shook up, they are afraid to be fruitful and multiply. Or we can't afford too many children. That ain't what y'all said.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, all praise to the Most High, the Creator.
Praise God, Andrea. Bless his holy name. And appreciate you, brother.
Hallelujah.
Sister Abby, yeah. May the move have put you to work now.
Mm-hmm. There's no work for me.
Yes, ma'am. If you need a break. If you need a break. Sister Abby, listen to me, please. If you need a break, you can hand it off to Cartrell or me. We'll really help you out, okay?
Well, you know what? Well, I get my break when I be taking a full break when I go on vacation, but that's at another point. I'll pass it to one of y'all tonight halfway through.
Yes, ma'am.
Brother Cartrell, if you want to take over some of it, also, I just go up. I would do half and half. Let's see how many we got tonight. Let's see.
We're here at 24, right?
Yeah, so I'll do it up to 17, and then y'all, somebody else take over.
No, you cheat.
Because it's 34 verse.
You do it up to 11, and then somebody else do the rest. That's 22 altogether. 11, 22. You do it up to 11, somebody take over for you at 12. You're going to do this fast.
Well, see, we got different books. But I'm going to go ahead and start, so you let me know when we add that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Be not thou envious against evil men, neither desire to be with them.
Hallelujah.
For their hearts study destruction, and their lips talk of mischief. Through wisdom is a house bullied, by understanding it is established. And by knowledge shall the chambers be filled with all precious and pleasant riches. A wise man is strong, yea, a man of knowledge increases strength. For the wise counsel thou shalt make thy war. And in multitude of counsels, there is safety. Wisdom is too high for a fool.
Sister Abigail.
It's not his mouth in the gate. Okay, what you said, brother?
That one, that in a multitude of counsel, there is safety. See, a lot of us, you can't tell us nothing. Just like,
mm-hmm.
It's important. We counsel one of our sons. And he should have took the counsel. Because in the multitude of counsel, there is safety. But, you know, these young folk, man, they think they got all the sense in the world. They ain't lived half as long as you live. Ain't seen none of what you seen. That's part of their problem. They need to learn. And some of these old fools out here the same way. Because male and female, you can't tell me nothing. That's why your dumb butt doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different stuff. Because can't nobody tell. You know everything. Don't nobody know everything. You better seek some counseling. Some counselors. Thank you, Sister Abigail.
And even the third verse, is so impactful, because through wisdom is a house built, right? And that goes with a literal house or with the house of Israel. We call our nation the house of Israel, the house of Judah, the house. Through wisdom, a house is built. By understanding, it is established. By knowledge, the rooms are filled with all rare and beautiful treasure. So if you build your house, the nation of Israel, through wisdom and understanding, it's going to be established. And by knowledge, you ain't got to worry about resources, because the rooms are filled with all rare and beautiful treasure. So we have to proceed as a nation, the house of Israel, through wisdom and understanding, with knowledge.
Okay. Wisdom is too high for a fool. He openeth not his mouth in the gate.
Because he ain't got nothing to say. He got nothing to say.
And if he opened his mouth, everybody's going to know he's a fool. Because that's where the elders sit, in the gate.
Yeah. Hey, but keep his mouth closed, they may suspect him to be a fool. But when he opens his mouth, they know they're a fool.
He that deviseth to do evil shall be called a mischievous person. The thought of the foolishness is sin, and the scorner is abomination to me. If thou faint in the day of adversity, thy strength is small. If thou forbear to deliver them that are drawn unto death, and those that are ready to be slain.
Great
if thou
job.
Say,
that's it, Sister Abby. All right, Cartrell?
Yes, sir. Let me take over.
Yes, brother. Thank you very much. Thank you, Cartrell, for taking over. Thank you, Sister Abby.
Verse 12. If you say, behold, we didn't know this, doesn't he who weighs the heart consider it? So we have to go back to 11. Rescue those who are being led away to death, which is why we have to focus on the prison industrial complex, because it is a house of death. Indeed, hold back those who are staggering to the slaughter. So that means we have to catch our young people early, because there's slaughter out in these streets. If you say, behold, I didn't know this, act like you ain't know what's going on. Most of us says, doesn't he who weighs the heart consider it? Because he knows what you're thinking, what you know, and what you're doing. He who keeps your soul, doesn't he know it? Of course y'all knows it. Shall he not render to every man according to his work? You ain't got to be a judge. What y'all going to do?
Render according to your work.
Mm-hmm. And that's all that needs to be said. My son, eat honey, for it is good. The droppings of the honeycomb, which are sweet to your taste. There ain't nothing wrong with eating honey, even if they come from bees. Oh, that's unkosher. They come from bees. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So your soul shall know wisdom to be to your soul. So you shall know wisdom to be to your soul. So wisdom is like honey, sweet to the taste.
Mm-hmm.
That's the spiritual sweetness that people miss out on. Because we ain't dipping into the wisest man that ever lived, King Solomon. They don't teach us wisdom in school. You have to search it out for yourself. If you have found it, which we have, then there will be a reward. It may not come right away. Your hope will not be cut off. At least you got hope when you have wisdom. Don't lay in wait, wicked man, against the habitation of the righteous. Don't destroy his resting place. Y'all's watching. For a righteous man falls seven times. Yeah, you can knock him down. And he rises up again. But the wicked are overthrown by calamity. All of a sudden, they can't get up. I've fallen, and I can't get up. A righteous man will get up seven times.
Feel like a whole white
man. So people will look at a righteous man and see him falling seven times and be like, damn, why he always falling? He must be doing something wrong. No.
Yah tests the righteous man. And he may fall seven times. But the more you fall, the better you get at it. It's called judo. Yah be body slamming the righteous, but they get up, don't they? The wicked can't get up.
Don't rejoice when your enemy falls. Don't rejoice. Don't let your heart be glad when he is overthrown.
You need
let
to put that,
see it.
Yeah.
Huh?
You need
and
to put that on. For a lot
right
of our
ways from him.
You're a lot of our
right
brothers.
There, the wouldn't that kind of remind me of when we was going through with Job? And how those supposed to be friends come and sing, instead of lifting him up, seemed like they was tearing him down.
Was y'all pleased with them?
He was going back there.
Was y'all pleased with them, with Joe's friends?
No, that's what I'm saying. It reminded me of that just then when you were speaking of them.
Yeah. That's why these chapters that we read are lessons that help us to understand better.
Mm-hmm.
Because they are examples, and Job is one. Y'all don't like it, but they wasn't really his enemy. It was supposed to be his friend. But the Most High is telling us, don't rejoice when your enemy falls. Yay, Babylon fell. He's so happy. No, don't let your heart be glad when he's overthrown. You should feel some mourning. You should feel bad because he could have did better.
And at the most, you should remain neutral about your feelings. You know, at most, you should remain neutral because you don't really know what's going on. When you see your enemy fall, it's not time for you to have a parade or a party. Just remain neutral.
Because none of us are really better than anyone else, are we?
True.
We just us.
That's the truth.
So he goes on to say, don't fret yourself because of evildoers. Don't worry about them. Neither be envious of the wicked. Why are you worried about the wicked? Most likely they're going to fall and not get up. For there will be no reward for the evil man. There's no reward for the evil that you're doing. The lamp of the wicked will be snuffed out. That means they're going to Sheol. My son, fear Yah and the king. Don't join those who are rebellious. Got to fear Yah and the king that he chooses. When King David comes, you better respect him. Don't look at him just like another brother that you just disrespect because you will lose your head. My son, fear Yah and the king. Don't join those who are rebellious, for their calamity will rise suddenly. Who knows what destruction may come from both of them, Yah and the king. Praise Yah.
Praise
Yah. Yes, thank you for those studies and wisdom and understanding. I want people to take to heart. We have this because we have been mistreated so badly. I understand that. Because we have been abused, mistreated, and sometimes killed. And sometimes we want to laugh at people's calamity. Sometimes we want to make fun at people. But that's not how we are designed. That's how they're designed, to laugh and make fun of people. Yah do not want us to be laughing and meddling and making fun of people. I don't care if they deserve it. Humble yourself and remain neutral. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Cartier.
And I would just like to ask you that when the Most High defeated the Egyptians, we wasn't laughing at them. We wasn't cheering and rejoicing. We felt bad for them. Because sometimes
right.
your enemies will show you favor. Right.
Right. Right.
Sometimes the enemies ain't all wicked and all evil. We look at how King Nebuchadnezzar treated Daniel. King Cyrus treated Daniel pretty well. So you really can't laugh when they fall because sometimes the Most High touches them to show us favor. So everything by the will of Yah.
And I know there's some street brothers. Street brothers are very good at ridiculing and belittling and meddling. That ain't what we should be doing, ridiculing. Meddling, talking about you're going to be our slaves, all that. You might not make it out to get a slave, okay? So stop meddling and ridiculing and belittling people. And because you're not the LOM, you might not make it yourself.
So God's watching. He may not be pleased.
No, don't stop it. Stop it. That ain't cute. But I can understand, like I said, because we've been victims too. But as victims, we're not supposed to do that. Having parades, meddling, and sitting on the sidelines as our misery people that we had associated relationships with, married into some of them. And we sitting by the river, the Red Sea, and laughing as the chariots go down. I didn't read none of that. So, and we didn't read about our ancients. What the hell are we doing it for? You're not going to get any points with the elders. Meddling people. She went out, oh, dirty heifer. Hey, y'all see that? You know, I ain't going to get no points for that. Stop that. It ain't cute. And it ain't going to work for you. It's going to work on, because the LOM told you, don't do that. Don't do it. Stop it. If you're doing it, when your baby's falling and you're laughing and having a parade and a party, you're going to suffer the consequences. Go ahead, Contrail.
And that also includes Esau, our brother.
Exactly.
Jewish man.
Exactly.
You cannot go to war with our brother Esau or the Jewish men. What does verse 5 say? Verse 5 says, a wise man has great power and a knowledgeable man increases strength. For by wise guidance you wage your war and victory is in many advisors. You can't get a war just on a whim.
Right.
I don't think you're talking about DEFCON on the Jews. No, brother. You have no counsel, no advisors, but you're going to wage war on somebody that's mightier than you.
Right. Because y'all ain't told me to do that anyway. Y'all say, I'm going to take care of Esau. Let me handle that. But if you don't study you wouldn't know this.
Anybody else that's going to do what Kanye is doing in attacking our brother Esau,
right,
then you need to step back and reconsider.
Exactly. Exactly. Know your role. Stay in your lane. Praise God and bless his holy name. Know your role. Stay in your lane. Bless the Most High and praise his holy name. Yeah. I can sing songs. I can write songs too, Contrary.
You know what? You said it. Now you're supposed to. If you can't, do it.
Praise the Lord. Yeah, they are. They are.
You got to stay. You said it and did it.
Right. Yeah. Well, Gabriel, Sister Avia, fellow students and radio listeners, we've come to the conclusion of our studies. And may the Most High bless all of us. May he direct and order our steps. May we get a new heart and a new spirit. And may we search for wisdom and understanding, because she is more precious than gold and silver. Seek her first, and you will understand the Elohim. Because she was there in the very beginning. Praise God and bless his holy name. So, Savia, Brother Katria, any closing comments of praise and blessing?
None for me. None for me, just to say praise God and seek God. Always say praise God and obey God.
Hallelujah.
Shalom.
Yes,
good night.
Yes, my brother.
You still have like 11 verses to read?
No, that was it. Y'all got both of them. It was 22.
It's 34.
Hold on, let me look.
Mine went up to 34.
Okay, wait just a minute. Bear with me. Oh, I guess I'll finish the rest then. I didn't notice it. It was on the next page. Thank you, Katrell. Further saying of the wise. These things also belong to the wise. It is not good to show partiality. Oh, praise Yah. Ooh, wee. Oh, praise Yah. Oh, yes. Bless his holy name. I wish some people had read this. Show partiality and judgment. He who says to the wicked, you are righteous, him the people will curse. Nations will abhor him, but those who rebuke the wicked will have delight. Anyway, a good blessing will come upon them. He who gives the right answer kisses the lips. Prepare your outside work. Make it fit for you in the field. Put your work in order first. A lot of folk want to build up things before they put the work in. Y'all said prepare your outside work. Make it fit for you in the field. Make sure you have edibles. Make sure you have your cattle and everything ready. Then after you got all that stuff together, after build your house. Do not be a witness against your neighbor, your brother, or sister without a cause. For what you deceive with your lips, y'all tell us not to work in deceit. Do not say, I would do to him just as he done to me. See, we need to stop there. If we're doing to people just like we've been done, and it wasn't right. That's why I don't like people, Mr. I don't like people being treated like I would. And y'all don't like it. And you would say, I do to him just like he has done to me. I will render to that man according to his word. I went by the field of a lazy man and a woman, and by the being of the man devoid of understanding. They both one and the same. And there it was all overgrown with thorns. The surface was covered with nettles. Its stone wall was broken down. When I saw it, I considered it well. I looked on it and received instruction as a result of looking upon it. And this is what I came to the conclusion. A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hand to rest, so shall your property come like a prowler. It's going to steal up on you. And your need like an armed man. Praise
yes,
God.
Yes, indeed. Praise God. That's it.
Thank you, Contrail, for pointing me in the right direction. I stand corrected. I thought it was 22.
Yeah, I thought maybe because I was reading out of this book that y'all, because some, I think, be from the Tanakh or the Torah, that it was different.
Oh, yeah. Well, if you can't listen to
counsel. That's why I didn't say nothing else. I said, well, I see what happened.
Oh, okay. Well, that's why you all listen to counsel. That's why counsel is important. It'll point you in the right direction, just as Contrail pointed me in the right direction.
Yes,
if you don't receive that counsel, we could have did the right thing because we didn't conclude the storyline. Thank you, Contrail. Thank you, fellow students, for listening and studying. Thank you, Sister Avial. Thank you, Contrail, again. For helping and Proverbs 24 and bless the Most High Holy Name. Any commentary and a closing remarks on any subjects?
Now, when somebody do something wrong or you think they do something wrong, don't try to take no don't make no judgment. Because like you also said, you don't know what's in their heart. You don't know their intentions. And don't try and go tit for a tat. That's not our job.
Yeah, don't do folks the way you've done. You're right.
That's right. So with that, as always, seek y'all, obey y'all, praise y'all. Shalom and good night.
Hallelujah.
All praise to the Holy One of Yeshua. So much wisdom dispensed tonight. And and make a point about character. I like the first one. It's like King David. He said, don't be envious of evil men, neither desire to be with them. For their hearts are violent, and their lips talk about mischief. Got to stay away from evil men. There's a lot of evil in the world today. And that's sound advice for young people growing up, because they think the negative side of life is the best side of life, being a gangster, being in the home, being in the streets. And it doesn't really produce anything but violence and death. So these words we need to teach our people, to teach our children, so that we can be a wise and understanding nation. Because we do have wisdom. That light that Yah created is what we're reading. We need to take it to heart. All praise to the Holy One in Yisrael.
Love your family. Shalom and good night.
All right. Well, fellow students and lead students, may the Most High bless each of you. Let his footsteps be your pathway, which is virtually his word. And lean not to your own understanding and humble yourself. Obey yourself, as Sister Abigail says. Seek wisdom and understanding, as Cartrell says. Not according to their own leading to their own understanding, but according to the words of the Elohim. Praise his holy name and bless his holy name. Shalom and good night. Cartrell, Sister Abigail.
Shalom, good night, family.
Once again, we love y'all, family. This is the website, yahoogather.us. Shalom and good night.
We love y'all, as Cartrell says. Shalom and good night.
Take me. I've been there once and I'll go again, just as long as you're the one to take me in. Like a free bird circling in the wind, I'll fly to your cage so you can take me in. Oh, won't you take me in? I've seen our mothers cry within, from our fathers who